When I'm dancing, I feel as if I'm part of something bigger. Just going up on that stage and just dancing, I think that's the best part. It's just showing people and just being part of it. Being part of it, as you can see behind me, my brothers are there, and we just feel like it's something that we can do together and show to the world. It's difficult to do it with someone you haven't worked with before. You need to be able to build that sort of relationship with them to know exactly how they're doing it and to try and incorporate their moves into your moves and vice versa. And really working with each other for a long time is the only way to be able to do this properly. We usually train around 3 hours a session, at least one session a week. I think the most difficult part is trying to stay in sync and staying consistent throughout an event. And when the communication is right and when the synchronization is right, the only thing left is to try to keep it up for the entire session. When the Palestinians would be building, and while they would be putting down the foundations, they'd be stomping on the ground to, I think, strengthen the foundations. And this is the origin of these heavy set dance moves. Our aim is to educate people about where we come from and how we do things where we come from. We do many types of events. We do charity fundraisers, we do weddings. We even did this event in Piccadilly Circus where we just went out and showed people what we can do. This clothing is part of Palestinian culture, and it's just trying to show people that we as a people are still out there and our culture is still alive. The Palestinian people feel that their culture isn't very valid anymore, isn't really important anymore, and the fact that I'm taking part in this in a country which is far away from Palestine, this is really important to me. I feel like I'm doing a service for some people, and it feels exhilarating to be part of something that's such as amazing, as culturally driven as Palestinian folk dancing.
Click the videos to watch more Londoners, and don't forget to subscribe.